Defense attorneys say the current $40 an hour rate for court-appointed attorneys isn't enough to buy a quality lawyer, and that means poor defendants aren't getting the adequate defense the U.S. Constitution requires. Madison attorney John Skilton told the court, "Providing equal justice under the law means a defense attorney should get paid a fair wage."
You can't conduct an appropriate defense in many cases at $40 an hour. This is qualitative justice that we're talking about.
The proposed change would set the rate at $80 an hour and tie it to the Consumer Price Index to be increased annually. County clerks of courts say that would cost as much as $14 million more a year. Justice David Prosser says, given the current political climate, even if the court proposes the increase, the legislature isn't likely to approve it.
I'm a little troubled by good people making an honorable case without any concrete plan except you good justices go and do it.
Justice Ann Walsh Bradley agrees. She says if she asked a county administrator to pick up the tab for a higher hourly rate for attorneys, he wouldn't be sympathetic.
He'd say to me, "Well, Ann, you know, that sounds reasonable, but, you know, we're thinking about closing the county-run nursing home. But I understand. I feel your pain."
Legislators have consistently refused to raise the appointed attorney rate, but defense lawyers say the court has a responsibility as the third branch of government to demand that they do it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.